This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Guardians of the Crystallizers of Dreams.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Which makes a lot of assumptions about you knowing what the Crystallizer of Dreams is.
Yeah, and also makes assumptions that if you go searching for what the Crystallizer of Dreams is, that you're not just going to get a bunch of like weird, unhelpful nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, it's not. It's like you're just going to get Dream Theater lyrics and not because it's a magic item.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's like you can pick that up through context,
mm-hmm.
but it takes a little while. Like I thought this was going to be there were going to be two things. There's going to be Guardians of Dreams and Crystallizers of Dreams. They're right. going to be in the same entrance.
Yeah, like the Crystallizers of Dreams are weird spiders that dwell in the astral that we you know that weave dreams into reality. Yeah, yeah,
some pig. You know, and then the guardians are the things that that save them, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no,
but instead
but instead these are just a bunch of let's say ghostly floating jellyfish that are like weird silhouettes that have yellow cat-like eyes, and they will chase after you if you so much as bother one of these magical items, a crystallizer of dreams.
Yeah, they're like shadow squid, like enforcers, like,
yeah.
You know, they go after, it's like they get the Yankee with the swords.
Yeah. That's like a good comparison. Like,
yeah. I was like, don't ask me where I got the crystallizer, by the way, until I can be sure its guardian will not follow. I must never speak of it,
mm-hmm.
which is probably the only, you know, mention of this thing in Ramsey Campbell's The Render of the Veils.
Yeah.
But they make them into shadow squids for the book.
Right.
And the way they kill you is they take you and drag you into the dream.
It's so good.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Even though the dream realms are hilariously lame.
Yep.
In Lovecraft. Like the stories of them sometimes are funny, but it's his worst prose. And then it's just this weird medieval Europe. Like it was mm-hmm. his excuse to write Dunsanian kind of fantasy stories as opposed to horror stories.
Right.
So yeah, everything about how you get into the dream realm and stuff is cool. And there's cool things in there, but there's also just like a lot of beautiful cities.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Weird part of Lovecraft.
I just like the idea of one of these latching onto your noggin like a Metroid.
Yeah. And just pulling your head into the dream. You walk around headless in the waking world, like going about your day. And in the dream, you're actually going about your head in a medieval village in a beautiful city.
Yeah.
You know, outside of a beautiful city because it's the dream world.
Yeah.
The dream realms.
Here's my question. You know more about the dream realms than I really have no patience for those stories, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
If you die in the dream, do you die in real life? And if you die in real life, do you die in the dream?
It depends. Cause you,
the worst shark. Answer.
Yeah. Well, cause you can be in the dream in two different ways. Like you can dream into it and you can also physically move into it.
Okay.
So like the ghouls have, like a lot of times a ghoul burrow. And you know, Lovecrafting and ghoul, which is different than a regular ghoul, they have like actual physical, like there are places on earth where you can just walk into the dream realms.
Okay.
And then you're in the dream realms and your physicalness is there and you know, if you die in there, you die.
Right.
But there's also, you can just dream into the dream realms. And then if you die in the dream realms, your physical body will be like catatonic.
Hmm.
And like, you might be able to get it back, but it's unlikely.
Yeah.
And if you're in the physical world and you're dreaming into the dream realms and your body dies, you get to live for the rest of your life for eternity in the dream realms. So
okay.
Like that is a good reason to want to go into the dream realms and learn how to do it.
Oh, so to just project yourself so that way you are, it's like insurance.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Like it's one of the like Lovecraftian things I would definitely do, even if it meant like, whoop, there's Nyarlathoteps about, there goes me. Like it might end very badly, but it does mean that you get to spend for it. Like if you happen to get into one of those cities,
mm-hmm.
you know, that like is it Dexter Ward, like the guy with the key, Carter. If you get to where he ended up, like where Randolph Carter, God, the state, yeah, Randolph,
pick
statement them. Of Randolph Carter. Yeah. If you end up in like the city that he runs,
mm-hmm.
like it's just Yahtzee, like everything right. is great.
But the dreams, you know, like, the dreamlands are vast. So that's it's like being born in America.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. While also, and there's like gugs.
No,
people. There's gross. There's bad stuff too.
Yeah.
The best thing in the Dream Quest of Unknown Kadath is Randolph Carter goes and hangs out with an army of cats that are preparing for battle and regiments with weapons. and then fly through space to go like go off to weird wars that cannot be named and must not be spoken of or whatever.
Yes.
And they're just house cats, but with like weapons and armor and stuff. And I'm like, that is so good. Like, where were you? You know, like if you would like, everyone always talks about like what, you know, or not everyone always talks about, but people say like what Lovecraft would be like if he's on the internet. You know, it's like, oh, he would suck. He'd be like a shitty Reddit poster, or he'd be like an MRA or anything.
Yeah.
But what if he was just like awesome at Facebook because it was all cats? Like, you know,
it would just be battle cats is the thing.
But he might have, you know, but he had that idea in like 1920.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a powerful lover of cats in addition to being a powerful hater of black people and vaginas.
Yeah.
So.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.